So, you have a Batman movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do.
Amazing. George Clooney's gonna be really excited to make another one.
Oh, no, 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 no.
You don't want a Batman and Robin sequel?
No, I was thinking we could do Batman's origin story, but dark and gritty.
It's a guy that dresses up like a bat to fight crime, though. It's not really the kind of thing we can make dark and gritty.
Of course we can.
How so?
Well, for starters, by casting a very serious British actor with a temper.
Oh, yeah, that is a good start.
Yeah, so anyway, at the beginning of the movie, we're gonna have a young Bruce Wayne fall into a well and get traumatized by bats.
Oh no.
Yeah, he's gonna have nightmares and his dad's gonna be like, "Oh man, it's the bats again, isn't it?"
Oh, poor little Bruce.
Yeah, so then his parents bring him to an opera with just a bunch of bats in it.
Wow, that is pretty inconsiderate.
Yeah, so then he asks if they can leave and both his parents get shot in the alley.
Oh my god.
So as you can imagine, Bruce grows up with fear being a big part of his life.
The fear of guys in alleys with guns?
No, the fear of bats.
Oh, I kinda thought that watching someone murder his parents in an alley would trump the bat thing, but okay.
No, 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 the tiny flying mammals are what spooked him the most.
Well, okay then.
So then a bunch of years later, this guy Ducard wants to recruit him into the League of Shadows so he can be a ninja.
Ninjas? Are you sure this is a dark and gritty film?
Yeah, no, they're like serious ninjas.
If you say so.
So then Bruce and Ducard kind of skate around on an ice rink and play hide and seek together.
Oh, and so then Bruce is a ninja?
Almost, but first Ducard is like, "Hey, execute this criminal real quick."
Oh, these are some serious ninjas.
I know, right? But then Bruce is gonna say, "I'm not gonna be an executioner, you doofus. Get out of here with that nonsense."
So what does he do?
Well, instead of killing the guy, he, you know, makes the entire building explode.
Oh my god, what?
Yeah, he just blows the entire place to hell.
But what if people die?
Oh, they do die.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, the leader, Ra's al Ghul, dies, and a bunch of other guys get ragdolled around. A lot of ninjas die.
So what the hell was that thing about not being an executioner? He just killed a bunch of people.
No, he didn't kill them. The explosion did.
I guess that makes sense.
Anyway, so then he's gonna save Ducard from falling off a cliff and head back to Gotham.
Wow, so he's like a rogue ninja?
Yeah, basically, and he hates crime.
And what does he do in Gotham?
Well, he's gonna embrace his fear and become Batman.
Oh, okay, I guess it's good that his childhood fear wasn't the alleyway murderer guy.
Yeah, or instead of Batman, he would have been alleyway murder man.
Definitely less cool.
So he's gonna go see this guy, Fox, that works at Wayne Enterprises.
Okay.
And it turns out that Fox has a bunch of cool superhero gadgets lying around that he's been working on because of reasons.
That's very convenient for his plan of becoming a superhero.
Yeah, so Bruce is gonna get a cool costume and a bunch of gadgets.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, he's gonna get some cool explosive things.
And what does he use those for?
He's gonna throw them at some cops that are chasing him and make their car flip.
What? That could have easily killed them.
Yeah, but it's not gonna.
Right, but he couldn't have known that. If a car flips, there's a good chance that someone could die.
But nobody's gonna be killed, so it's okay.
Okay, man.
Batman's also gonna become friends with this cop, Jim Gordon.
Okay.
And they're gonna have these little chats together throughout the movie.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, like Gordon's gonna put out the trash at home and Batman is just waiting outside for him.
Wait, so Bruce was just hanging out outside waiting?
Yeah, I guess so.
What if the trash hadn't been full that night?
Well, maybe he knew that their garbage was gonna be full that night, you know? He is the world's greatest detective.
But that would mean he's been keeping tabs on how full their garbage can is, like on a daily basis.
I guess so.
What if Gordon's wife had put out the trash?
Well, he must have known that Jim's the one to put out the trash.
Wow, Batman must have spent a lot of time watching over their trash habits.
Yeah, must have. Anyway, he's also gonna do this thing where he disappears mid-conversation.
Why would he do that?
Because it's mysterious.
It's rude and inconsiderate.
But also mysterious.
Yeah, I guess.
And we're gonna have Bruce reconnect with his childhood crush, Rachel.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, and they're gonna reminisce about how they always used to steal condensed milk from Alfred.
Condensed milk?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can we maybe change that to candy or something?
No, you remember when you were a kid and you'd always be like, "Mother, could I please have some sweet, sweet condensed milk?" And she'd be all like, "Not until you've brushed Mother's hair, not until you've brushed it well."
Oh, I think you might have had a weird childhood.
Oh, did I? Dang it, that explains some stuff.
Anyway, what are the other characters in the movie?
Well, there's this guy, Jonathan Crane, aka Scarecrow.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and he has this fear gas that makes it go crazy and super scared of stuff.
Wow.
And Rachel is an attorney now, and she's getting real suspicious of him.
Oh, so what does he do?
He shows her that they've been dumping fear poison into Gotham's water supply for weeks.
Why would he show her that?
So we could see it.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And we're gonna learn that this stuff gets activated when water evaporates, so the plan is to use targeted microwaves to do that.
Wait, but you said they've been dumping this stuff in the water for weeks.
Yeah, pretty evil, right?
I mean, yeah, but hasn't anyone boiled water or made tea or had a hot shower?
I guess not, no, not in several weeks.
Wow, people in Gotham must stink.
Probably.
Very stinky citizens.
We're also gonna learn that Ducard was the real Ra's al Ghul the whole time.
Oh, so not the one that Batman murdered?
No, that was a fake one.
Right.
And he wants to take the big microwave on a train ride to Wayne Tower and vaporize dries all the water.
Oh, well, that's not very nice.
Nope, and some of the stuff is gonna get released and people are gonna get all scared and crazy.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and Rachel's gonna run into this kid that Batman had a moment with earlier on in the film.
Oh, what are the odds of that?
Well, what are the odds of anything?
I don't know.
Exactly.
I guess that's a satisfying answer.
And then that scarecrow guy is gonna pop out and attack them.
Oh, man, it's gonna be hard for Rachel and a child to take on a Batman villain.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's gonna be scared for a second, but then she's gonna, you know, tase him in the goddamn face.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he freaks out. His horse freaks out.
His horse?
Did I not mention he's on a horse? He's on a horse.
Oh, attacking people while on horseback is tight.
Yeah, it is.
So what happens next?
Well, the plan is for Gordon to use the Batmobile to shoot down the train tracks and stop Ra's al Ghul from getting to Wayne Tower.
Oh, sounds like a good plan.
Yeah, and so then, you know, he does that.
Oh, well, great.
And so Batman jumps onto the train to fight Ra's al Ghul.
Wait, why isn't it over? I mean, the train's gonna crash.
Well, he wants to fight him.
Well, okay then.
So then they're gonna fight a little bit, and Batman's gonna be like, I'm not gonna kill you, but I don't have to save you.
Okay.
And so he jumps off the train, and Ra's al Ghul dies.
Pretty sure that's still manslaughter.
Yeah, but it's not murder.
No, not as much as the stuff he did earlier.
So Batman's a good guy.
If you say so.
So what do you think of the dark and gritty Batman?
Well, it sounds like a good idea, but I think we should balance out the darkness with some jokes here and there, you know?
You think so? Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah, I don't know why, I just have this bad feeling about going too dark with it.
I mean, what could go wrong with that, though?
Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Hope you enjoyed that pitch meeting. We have a ton of these on the channel that you can check out. You could also leave me a comment down below letting me know what other movies you'd like to see pitches for. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, share on Facebook and Twitter. Spread it around. And as always, check back soon for a new pitch. Bye-bye.